USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell a former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and frankly racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Candidate Michael Bloomberg can expect to be grilled by the five other contenders who will be on the stage with him in a Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas tonight. They've all been accusing the billionaire of trying to buy the party nomination. He'll be on stage with candidates Sanders, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Biden, and Warren. The worldwide death toll from the coronavirus topping 2,000. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
South Korea, Canada, Australia, and Britain are rushing to evacuate citizens from a cruise ship that is quarantined off Japan's coast amid a drastic increase of the COVID-19 infections among its passengers. The Diamond Princess is the world's largest cluster of confirmed COVID-19 cases outside China, with 88 new cases confirmed on Tuesday. That raised the total to 542 passengers infected with the disease since it was placed under a 14-day quarantine on February 3rd.
And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Mexican man is facing charges after allegedly working for Russia to collect info on U.S. government employees. Hector Fuentes, arrested at Miami International Airport while on his way to Mexico, according to a Justice Department statement released late yesterday. Fuentes allegedly had been recruited by a Russian agent in 2019 and told to rent an apartment under a false name and to collect information about a specific vehicle belonging to someone in the U.S. government. They're not named, but Fuentes is charged with working as a foreign agent without declaring it to the U.S. government. A pretrial hearing for him is set for this Friday. A woman who leaked secret government information about Russian influence in the 2016 election is trying to get out of prison. Reality Winner filing a petition last week seeking clemency from President Trump, as she says she only acted to inform the public. The former intelligence specialist did plead guilty to one count of felony transmission of national defense information. That plea came in June of 2018. She has previously told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution she is not the leftist that she was portrayed to be. And Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred apologizing for calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. It was in reference to his previously saying he didn't intend to strip the Astros of their 2017 World Series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.